You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Marnie Prickett is an expert on freshwater and is BFM's water reporter. For this month's chat, Marnie goes in depth on the regional plans for the new freshwater policy that councils are discussing around the country at the moment. Marnie highlights why this policy is important and why everyone should submit their opinions to their local council. She also discusses the health of lakes in Taranaki. Marnie began by discussing regional freshwater policy and the impact it will have on our waterways.
This is a really major moment for how we're going to set our actions for restoration and the protection of freshwater on the right path for the next 10 years. So all regional councils have to do a regional plan by the end of next year. The regional plans kind of set that region up for what actions they're going to take over the next 10 years. They're about 10-year iterations. And the really important part about this sort of round, if you like, of the regional plans is that they have to be up to scratch with the new freshwater policy. And the new freshwater policy, National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management 2020, came out then. There's been a few tweaks since then to make it a bit stronger. And so this is a moment where the regional councils have to look at that policy and actually implement a policy that's going to be hopefully better than what they've done in the past.
And are these councils, are they working independently or are they working together to form policy that aligns from council to council?
I think it's a bit of a mixed bag at the moment. I think, you know, the policy tells you what you should do, and then the councils have to interpret that on a regional basis. So they have to take that policy and go, okay, well, this is how it applies to our region. These are the actions that we're going to take. So I imagine that there's a bit of sort of talking amongst themselves and figuring out like what the best way to do it is, but there'll probably be quite a lot of regional variation as well. And the important thing, the thing that I want to add in here for the people listening to this, is that this is a really big moment for community voices to be heard. So getting involved in these regional planning processes actually really, really matters. This is the sort of boots on the ground. This is the rubber hitting the road moments in these regional plans. So I really encourage people to look at what's happening. If you're in Auckland, looking at what's happening for the Auckland Council, but in other parts of the country as well, all the councils, as I say, are on this road, and they have to be finished by the end of next year. And figuring out what's going on in your local region and how you can make sure that the places that you love are getting the attention that they deserve.
And what does the freshwater policy look at? Is it the health of our rivers and lakes, drinking water, wastewater? What does it encompass?
Yeah, so this is that funny distinction between kind of three waters infrastructure, which is one part, you know, the policy that we've obviously talked about before, and kind of natural water in the landscape. So the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management really looks at rivers, lakes, wetlands. It's supposed to cover sort of groundwater. It does that very poorly, but it has crossovers with infrastructure stuff too, but it's really water in the landscape. How are you managing your streams, your rivers, your lakes? How are you protecting those places? And I should add that this policy is actually a really big deal, and I think this is kind of maybe something that people haven't clocked very well, and that is that the policy is really shifted in terms of how it prioritises what we do. So it now is working on the basis of this framework called Te Mana o Te Wai. And Te Mana o Te Wai basically says, first of all, you have to look after the health of these places, this water. You have to make sure that the waterways are healthy, that they're functioning, that their ecosystems are healthy. Once you've done that, then you provide for the drinking water and the sort of water needs of the health needs of people. So that means really domestic water and drinking water. And then after that, you can look at commercial uses of water. But it basically does this thing where it prioritises environment and human health before commercial interests. And that's quite a different approach than what we've been taking in the past. In the past, we've had this kind of very unsuccessful kind of, you know, balance in inverted quotes. So, you know, this idea that we can kind of trade off those things, which has led to a lot of suffering.
And speaking of the health of lakes in particular, there's a report has suggested it will take at least a generation to improve the poor health of lakes in the Taranaki region. Why are the lakes in Taranaki in such bad condition?
Because of many years of terrible decision making about how we use the land around the lakes, and also not recognizing that lakes take a once you impact a lake, it's easy to imagine that a lake is kind of, it's not like a river. A river is quite sort of dynamic; it's moving all the time. Whereas a lake, the water in a lake kind of settles in that lake, and obviously, you know, that water comes and goes as well. But there's much more sort of local dynamics in a lake. And so once you impact a lake, it's really, really hard to make it healthy again. And so in Taranaki, we've had land use obviously we cleared a lot of, you know, settlers when they came here, cleared a lot of land. There's been the intensification of land use in Taranaki. Taranaki is a big dairying region, so that will be having an impact. A generation is what it's going to take. In some cases, maybe a bit longer. And I guess I would say is that what I really want to see from Taranaki Regional Council is not just this is going to take a generation, which is quite an unmotivating thing for a lot of people. You know, that seems like it's never going to come around. But actually what I want to see from them is really clear, you know, if we're going to get there in 30 years, if that's a generation, what are we doing now to get there? What are we doing in 5 years to get there? What are we doing in 10 years to get there? We need a really clear path that we're going to follow. Otherwise, we won't get there because people will just go, oh, well, we'll do that in 30 years.
And does this tie in into what you were saying around the fresh water policy about commercial interests over the environment? Is that one issue that has happened here in Taranaki?
Oh, absolutely. It's happened all over the country, yeah. I mean, I don't know if people remember back sort of 10 years ago-ish, but whenever there were national conversations about fresh water, the sort of line from central government at that time, you know, particularly from John Key, who was the Prime Minister then, the line was, oh, well, we have to balance these interests. We have to balance our the interest of the environment and our interest in a healthy environment with commercial interests. We have to have this balancing act. But the reality is it's never been a balancing act. It's been a death by a thousand cuts and the environment bearing the brunt of that. We haven't, We've really overemphasized the commercial aspect of this and really underemphasized how much we rely on these places and how important they are to our health and our well-being.
That was our monthly chat with BFM's water reporter Marnie Prickett on freshwater policy and the health of lakes in Taranaki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.